It was a lucky April shower.
All right, I'll go ahead then and call the Design Review Board meeting for Tuesday, March 10th, 2015 to order. And may we have a roll call, please?
Thank you. Member Branch?
Here.
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Hyman?
Here.
Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Smith? Vice Chair Schneider?
Here.
Chair Wignott?
Here. Please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We'll go to our administrative agenda. Item B1, the meeting minutes for February 24th, 2015. We have a motion for approval.
So moved.
And, do we have a second?
Second.
Any edits or comments on the minutes?
I didn't have any.
Okay. Call the question then. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved as submitted. Thank you, Linda. We'll go next to item B2, the Planning Director Report. Mary?
Yes. Good afternoon, Chair Wignott and members. Just one thing to report, and I believe you all have received an email on this. It's regarding the requirement for ethics training. All board members, commissioners, council members, need to have 2 hours of ethics training, and we are the city will be offering a training course Thursday, March 26th, here in the chambers, 6 to 8 o'clock. Your option is to get online, but I've heard that the online training, there are some glitches, so if you cannot attend the March 26th meeting and want some information on the online training, you may want to contact me, because it is a full 2 hour either in the meeting or online. So if you can mark your calendars, if you have any questions, just contact me. And that's all I have today.
And that's here in the council chambers?
Here in the council chamber.
At what time?
Six to eight.
All right. Then we'll go to item C, review of the agenda and projected agenda.
Today, your agenda, we have one item that we're actually going to remove from the calendar, ask you to remove. The applicant's not quite ready. They're going to come back with the design, so we will notice when they are ready. And that's item E1, the Raytheon Building Staff Lounge Improvements. And other than that, the other items stay for your review.
All right. Would someone like to make a motion to take that item off calendar?
So moved.
I'll second that.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll go then to item D, public comment. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Is there anyone that would like to avail themselves of this opportunity? Okay, seeing no one, we'll go to our conceptual preliminary calendar. As was mentioned, item E1 is taken off calendar. So we'll go to item E2, and Madam Secretary, if you'd read the item, please.
Item E2 is the Gower House Fire Rebuild and Replacement, 622 Dara Road, case number 15009-DRB.
Thank you. And could we have reports of recent site visits or any ex parte conversations?
No visit since the original site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
Same.
And same with me.
And same with me. Okay, so we'll hear from our planner. Michael, welcome.
Good afternoon. So this is for the Gower House fire rebuild replacement over at 622 Dollar Road. This was continued from the last DRB meeting of February 24. 2015, and there are a couple of comments within the motion. The applicant has come back and brought back revised house plans as well as a more complete landscape plan. So I'm going to now give it to the applicant. There's Jason Grant as well as Chuck McClure. to walk us through those plans as well as the items in the motion.
Okay, very good.
Good afternoon. I'll just go right down the list as they showed up per the comments of the last meeting. Number one being the removal of that existing driveway that was configured down to go to the drive. So we obviously removed that from the plan, as well as the concrete area that was connecting up to the concrete area here.
Can we bring the
there you go.
Camera up out a little back a little bit? It's zoomed in a little. There
right
we go.
There, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the removal of the concrete, which exists here, that will be taken out. And there's an existing strip that's here. That will be taken out. And Chuck's landscape plan will also reflect that as well. Number two, to submit a more complete landscape plan. We'll get to that towards the end. Study the bay window forms. Basically, what we did on that was just basically taking a look at the proportion, and one of the board members made it was related to the corbel sizes. They're kind of had a smaller corbel, it's more like a 6x6. We moved everything kind of up to an 8x8. I think that kind of helps the forms quite a bit. Kind of feels like that massing seems appropriate, and so in that sense, we were happy with that, and that's how we addressed that. Number four, study the entry form and the transom and the east elevation. So if you remember, per the last, at the entryway, we had an arch here, which is kind of bringing that entry element up a little bit further. So by kind of squaring that up and bringing that down, I kind of think gets that into a more comfortable proportion. Here we had kind of an arch a transom that was above here. We just kind of squared that up just so we can get a kind of a nice clear story along there. And it kind of frees it up and gives a little bit more, you know, spacing up above. And I think it's kind of a good solution between the two. Increasing the overhang, number five, increasing the overhang at the, it says over front doors on the north side. So basically is what we did here is kind of an extension of the roof. This is the garage door coming out the side and provided its own little kind of roof above these side doors, which are over on this side. I think that actually addresses that. And then study adding the walkway to the front door. That will be covered on Chuck's as well as the street tree. So
can you pull the camera out just for this, because I'm trying to see the west elevation?
Or move it down.
Move it down.
Yeah. Okay,
there you go. Yeah.
So back to the west elevation, remember we had kind of that archway and that element was sitting up higher, and so it kind of brought that back down. I think it puts it in a better spot.
One question before you go off of this page.
Yes.
Jason, the south elevation, the little trellis that's over the, it's actually a bedroom, I think.
And, correct.
That is going to tend to be warm. It is the south elevation. So is there any concern that that might be a factor in just having a trellis there rather than perhaps an overhang or something on the trellis that provides a little more shade?
Well, I don't know if that was addressed in Chuck's plan, but it would be nice to have some. I mean, the purpose of the trellis is to have some kind of green element that would grow up and over that.
Okay.
You know, some trumpet vine or something nice to kind of provide that shade and once again to kind of soften the architecture on that side to have some, you know, nice little element of landscaping kind of up the side of the building there.
Okay, thanks.
And then with that, I will let Chuck speak to his plan.
Let's see. As Jason mentioned.
Yeah, we could zoom in a little more, I think, on that.
Oh, I see.
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
You can see the shaded areas or the areas where the concrete came out, but we still wanted to have a link to the front door, so there are these stepping pads come across here. There's a gravel access. It lets somebody park and kind of get out of the car without trampling the landscape, and then that gives them a little access path back to this existing pad that's to remain. And then a little more gravel takes you around to the main patio. And then this bedroom has a series of pads that take a person out, and then, of course, a series of pads take you down to some vegetable boxes, some citrus, and some lavender. And in terms of street trees, it's evergreen pears existing 1, 2, 3 times, and we're going to go ahead and match that. And then our sort of theme tree in the backyard is the same evergreen pear, 1, 2, 3 times. And then out front, it's fruitless olive, 1, 2, 3 times. And then we're very drought tolerant in general, especially out front. but then we do get a little bit of iceberg rose and some Julia Child roses. So we're just right off the center line. We thought we'd do just a tiny bit of higher water use right here, but by and large, I tried to be very drought tolerant. A few bougainvillea on the fence, and then in the parkway, a gravel, and then just a few Raphiolepis ballerina come out of the gravel occasionally.
Quick question, are there any existing of the evergreen pear in the
back? Oh, sorry. Are there any existing evergreen pear in the back?
No.
Those are all new?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One thing, too, I just wanted to interject. So there's a three existing evergreen pears over at the street trees. I talked to our Public Works Department just in regards to motion comment number 7 and study adding a street tree in the parkway along Dara Road. And since this is a project that's more of a rebuild, that there would not really be a nexus to require a new street tree for this type of a case. So I mean, it could be an option if the applicant wanted, but it would not be a requirement. And especially they also have three existing street trees as well. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to finish off, the lawn is artificial, and I also gave them an alternate just to do gravel instead. Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
Is the gravel that you're proposing for the parkway the same as the gravel that you're proposing in this area?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And that is?
What kind of gravel is it?
It's an inch and a half of Class 2 base and then an inch and a half of a Palm Springs Gold. It's a real dense. It's not the same gravel that we see so much of that is not very dense and becomes powder over time. The Palm Springs is much denser, more quartz-like, so longer term.
Question, is gravel okay with Public Works?
Mm.
I would think they'd prefer a decomposed granite that wouldn't spread.
Actually, I don't think that I asked them in regards to that question. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I could follow up with them. Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is there now on in
turf,
these areas?
Lawn.
Just turf, so that would all be removed.
Yes.
And is there an irrigation line that runs in that?
I think it's just green because of the time of the year. I'm certain there's no irrigation.
Okay. And are you not proposing to put anything in that parkway strip as far as irrigation?
Yeah, we'd get a little drip pipe under there.
For the
small number of plants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Other questions of the applicant? All right. How about comments? Who would like to start?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
I'm in support of the project. I think the things that you did to react to our comments work well, and I don't have any issues with it. I'd be prepared to support this.
Carl? And I would say the same. I think it's a nice project.
Thank you.
Good job. Thanks.
Gregory?
Yeah, I think both structurally and the landscape, it makes a lot more sense. The only comment that I have is to, just for the sake of variety and my personal prejudice against evergreen pear, which just the three trees in the back, I don't know if the owners are interested in fruit trees or I don't know. And obviously, evergreen pear is nice because it provides, you know, full-time shade, but some similar sized species or two different species that work really well together, preferably on the drought tolerant side, but just something to provide more interest in the backyard. But besides that, you did a great job with the landscape. It just makes a lot more sense.
Bill?
I was just going to say, my only comment is I'm glad to see that this project achieves reduction in exterior water use, so congratulations on that.
Aaron?
Thanks for responding to our comments. Quick question, is this tree an olive too?
Yeah.
Different color?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's my plotter.
My comment on the evergreen pears in the back would be the blight issue.
Okay.
But they make sense as a street tree because they're existing.
Okay.
And then the gravel just, it will get on the street and the sidewalk. So I would recommend DG there.
Okay.
That's just a functional thing, but nice job.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it's a very nice project. Be a good addition to the neighborhood. Just the minor comment I made about that trellis feature over the on the south elevation, might want to have a look at providing a little more shade in that area.
Right.
But overall, I think it's a great project, and I think you've done a very good job. So
thank you.
We're here for
preliminary.
Preliminary.
I'll make a motion.
And the preliminary is the appeal point. So it would be coming back for final on consent.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll move for preliminary approval as submitted, with suggestions to consider the alternatives for the evergreen pear in the rear, and to maybe study the trellis on the front. But the project looks good, so I recommend preliminary as submitted and coming back on the consent calendar.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
One second.
Any further discussion?
I was just considering the discussion to also include what Aaron was saying regarding the DG in the front and versus the gravel.
So that would be staff checking with Public Works to see if they're okay with.
Yes, I can do that.
Gravel, or if it has to be something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I'd like to just throw in a comment that if, because gravel ties it all together nicely, if you drop the grade low enough, you can pretty much count on gravel not spilling out. So,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, so that the curb and the sidewalk contain it because it's at a lower depth. Yeah, and coming back final on consent, do you want to shoot for the meeting that's 2 weeks from today?
24th?
The 24th?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, so that'll be part of your motion and second.
And Mr. Chair, if I could,
yeah.
If the motion could reflect the findings that was in your staff report, just subject to the attached findings. You don't have to go through each one.
I don't have them
do
with
you
me.
Have this, the, this? I think, Gregory, you have the staff report from last week.
Have the minutes.
I know you have the plans, so I think the staff report is with the plans.
Just for the record, if that's the submitted findings there.
What are those findings?
With regards to my motion, I would say that recommend preliminary approval that we comply, that this complies with, we make the findings 1, 2, 3, 13, 17, and 19 for neighborhood compatibility, as well as 4, 5, 7, 8, 14, 15, and 16 of quality of architectural design, and findings 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 of quality of landscape design, and 14 and 20 with regards to zoning.
All right, with that added to the motion, seconder is okay with that. So any further discussion? So call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank
so
you.
We'll see you back here on the 24th for final on consent.
So sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll go next to our final calendar, item F1. And Madam Secretary, if you'd read the item, please.
Thank you. Item F1 is the Villa La Esperanza apartment renovations located at 111 South Kellogg Avenue, case number 14-084-DRB.
Mr. Chair, I will need to be recusing myself as the applicant is a client of mine.
And you'll be exiting the building and not returning? Is that your plan?
That's my plan.
Okay. See you around.
Exit stage right.
Okay, so could we have declarations, any site visits or ex parte conversations since the last time this project was here?
No visits since the last site visit, no ex parte.
Same for me.
Same.
And same for me.
And same for me.
Same.
So we'll hear from our...
You guys want to...
You can go here so we can put it on the overheads.
I've got a colored one for that. Does, okay. Does any... You want... How do you guys do it out here?
The small ones would be good.
We've got some small ones, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is...
I can use this set, I guess.
And I've got two other
sheets. Are
those
in here?
No. Most of it.
There's some 11 by 17s here.
There was some stuff that was not printed. Like some layers were turned off. And so.
Okay.
Do you want to do that first then, April?
So we'll hear from our planner first, Joe.
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for final review for the renovations to the Via La Speranza apartment complex. The item was last heard on December 9th, 2014, where I received preliminary approval. Just to briefly go over the project again, the applicant is proposing to demolish one existing three-bedroom unit and an existing single-story community center, and they're going to be converting 7 five-bedroom townhome apartments into 16 smaller units, and then constructing a new two-story community center, which will result in a property with 83 residential units and a new community center, as well as some other amenities, including recreational areas, barbecue pits, exercise equipment, and that's all. The project did receive approval of the development plan amendment, which was required as part of this project. And that's all that I have. And then turn it over to the applicant to walk you through the changes. I did provide the minutes from the last hearing.
Yes, and we're going to focus on the comments from the last meeting. Is that correct?
Sure.
You have, yeah. So can we, do you want to start with those? Or do you have some other way of presenting the information?
Well, I don't know what you'd like folks like to do, because we're at working drawings, so I don't know to what level of detail you want.
Yeah, we're seeking final approval today, so I didn't know if you wanted an overview of the architecture one last time, or if you wanted to just jump straight to the comments.
I think the architecture hasn't moved much whatsoever. I think it's the hardscape landscape
just
stuff.
Just been detailed.
I think from that regard,
the comments from the last meeting.
It's
first.
Just these comments that we really need to focus on.
Okay, works for me. Study the use of Kikuyu species for the grass areas. So I basically, you know, this project is a can of worms. Every time you go, we went out there. Excuse my voice. I'm not feeling great, but every time we went out there, you'd find something new to deal with or fix. As you know, with any kind of rehab project. But with that said, you know, the tricky part was dealing with trying to integrate some of the landscaping that was actually worth keeping, and that took a lot of time. But anyway, so with that said, the Kikuyu grass, I've specified Kikuyu grass. There's plenty of areas out there if you want to kind of go through it, but there's a lot of existing Kikuyu out there, and so it seems to be successful. You know, I was happy with going that direction because the amount of wear and tear that place gets, I think Kikuyu will do well for that. So it's proposed, and I actually found a company that will provide Kikuyu sod. So,
do you have that noted on the plans?
Yeah, it's on the plans, yes.
Can you just point us to that sheet or the sheets that have that note added?
Sod lawn?
Yeah, okay.
Which is L1 or 1.1?
Just to give you, like, there's areas like this that are existing. We're trying to keep the turf in a few areas, but we got rid of a substantial amount of the turf out there, and so there was turf pretty much everywhere, and so we got turf anywhere that it didn't seem logical, anywhere that it was kind of contiguous, and that we weren't having to redo the sidewalk. We kept the turf, and so the turf is. So basically, you know, some of these areas out front, I won't go into that detail unless you guys want to see it, but I know the one area that is all brand new, is all new walks, all new turf is back here, and then these courtyards.
Can we get you to move that?
Sure.
So that it can be seen on the overhead?
Sure. Need a bigger table, huh?
Yeah.
This one was plenty big.
We can zoom back.
Oh, there okay. You go.
Just has to come this way.
So this is basically the northern portion of this project, and the sheet before is the southern portion. So as I was saying that, you know, some of these areas out here are existing. We're keeping the existing Kikuyu turf, but we're redoing all the understory for the whole place, redoing the irrigation on the whole place. So all that will greatly contribute to minimizing water consumption on this project. And as I said, this is all going to be new Kikuyu sod. And then these two courtyard areas are going to be synthetic turf for the play areas. So. All right, what's the next comment is, try to keep the Brisbane box and jacaranda species located away from the parking areas due to messiness. Who has the problem with the Tristanias being messy?
It's probably.
Really?
Yeah.
They're used in parking lots all over, so it's kind of a, the trouble with, it's hard finding, as you know, a nice vertical evergreen tree that stays kind of narrow. There's a very limited palette, and so, I use that in the parking lot in some cases. There's a lot of Tristania already out there, so there are a few spots where it is near the parking lot, but I predominantly kept all the jacarandas away from the parking lot, predominantly. Let's see, thirsty trees should be generally located in shady areas. Yeah, everything is kind of respects that. Study reducing the number of proposed trees on the site by 5%. I believe I did that. And that'll be necessitated by the budget. I am specifying, which I don't like to do generally, but I am specifying smaller sized trees on this particular project because the preliminary budget on the landscaping to redo everything was like $1.2 million and pretty substantial. So we wanted... You know, we had a choice of like doing little pieces of it versus doing the whole project and having it off to a fresh start. So we thought, well, let's put in smaller plants and get everything redone, the irrigation redone, and ultimately this will be much nicer in the long run. So the other stuff that I thought you folks might be interested in is we irrigation. All the hardscape call-outs, some of the site furnishings, sitescape is some of the furnishings, and then at the play areas we're using this cool little kaleidoscope bench. Actually, the play structure is really pretty cool, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. So then these were the light standards and all the structures from the preliminary put together. What I was trying to do on this is, and working with the sign guy, was be able to kind of standardize some of these pieces for some of people's self-help, other rehab jobs. So part of it is to be able to kind of pick metal projects. They want metal because they're durable, and also, you know, you can kind of go in and grab parts and piece these things together, so you can piece together the trellises and the light standards and the signage, and then that also can carry over when we do some of their other projects. So that's how we developed that. So we did start by picking a light fixture, and we did toy with going modern, but we decided to stay more kind of the Goleta agrarian kind of look. And finally, which I thought you might be interested, I don't, you guys didn't ask about this, but the play structures, like on this particular section here, there's some existing jacaranda trees. So, you know, I kind of went and got bored with just putting down the standard kind of rectilinear play structure on a rectilinear spot, and really had a chance here to work with the play company. And also all this has been customized to kind of work with the existing trees that are out there. This mostly this side is, there's like four jacarandas that I really wanted to keep because I thought they'd create a nice atmosphere. So the play company basically designed these structures so that they kind of snaked and nested around all the existing trees. So I thought that was pretty cool, and they're pretty fun looking structures.
I'm curious, how is that top one played on? Is it like a climber? Or?
That's more of a tot lot. That's a little young. That's a low age. So that's, we have at each courtyard we have like a 2 to 5, and then it's 5 to 12. You know, it's what we're trying to.
Let's kind try of, and get this so the overhead view will show if we can.
Yeah. Anyways, that's kind of.
So the tot lot is the one that's at the
yes,
top, which
you're right,
pointing there. And how about the other features?
So then they're all kind of keyed off. They're not by name per se, but by, they're kind of keyed. Each one is keyed. That's A. Did I get that right? Where are we here? That one at the bottom is this one. That's more of an older kid's one. And then I'm looking at this upside down. I think, what is that?
This is B.
A and B. So it's one of these. And that one over there, I believe, what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are fun.
Yeah, they're kind of different.
Any questions of the applicant for what we've seen?
I have no questions.
Okay, Gregory?
No, I have no questions.
Yeah, where you do have the tristanias, it looks very narrow. What's the dimension there?
Can we get
I don't know where you're referring
it's
to.
It's
L2.1. L2.1.
Can we get that brought into focus, please?
Do you want the big one, or does that work for
I
you?
I think it's better if we just
these three.
Yeah,
trees,
that's yeah. I mean,
get a little further in on this, please. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the. Again, there's kind of a theme with all the trees, and so the south side and the north side have some kind of repetition in the way they were designed, so there's some balance.
I'm just
that,
but do you think you need a little diamond there or something to fit those trees? It looks like
cut out. It's very tight. You know, that's not a bad suggestion. We could either maybe actually, you know what, we're doing new fences, so that's actually a good suggestion. We could adjust the fencing at those point. I'll probably put the trees on the lot lines. I'll center the trees here, here, and here, and then I can 45 the fences at that juncture and get a much bigger planting area.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah, okay. That would be.
Yeah, no, that's better. That's a good idea, actually.
My other question was: are you irrigating the new turf areas with spray or drip?
Spray.
All right. How are you going to not have any overspray?
MP rotors.
The AB 1881 rules are.
No less than 8 feet.
Stay 2
right.
feet off of a paved surface for.
Yeah, but that's if it drains. That's about which way it drains. That's a function of if the irrigation drains back onto the paving, versus I guess they want it to drain onto the landscape is the idea.
It's just something I'm reading.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I've been dripping the first 2 feet when I have.
Nobody did. Yeah, I did that one time, Talia. I did the subterranean stuff too.
And then my other question was the plant list, is it any different on the big set versus this set?
No.
Okay. That's all.
I did have one question here.
Yes.
The artificial turf that's being proposed, yes. What is that product like?
In terms of, I mean, you've seen that synthetic turf has kind of evolved over the past several years, where at one point it looked, you know, like, you know, miniature golf kind of putting greens, and now it's very difficult to tell some of those products. And basically, one of the things they do with those synthetic turfs is they incorporate dead-looking pieces of grass, so you have the kind of look like there's thatch build up in there. So that particular product is more of a Bermuda knockoff because we also have a safety surface that's going under those play structures. So there's actually some foam and padding underneath the synthetic turf, and where that foam and safety surface ends is kind of seamless. You're not really able to tell unless you really look for it out there. So.
And this isn't the kind of artificial turf that uses those rubberized pellets?
They all do. They all have kind of some of that. I know there's some dialogue on
those things tend to scatter about, and just containing them and
by rubber. I mean, it's like finely. It's like a fine grained stuff. Is that what you're referring to? What size pellets are you referring to?
They're smallish, like this, enough where it would feel like a little piece of rock or in your shoe.
Yeah, they're not that big. No. None of the turfs I've worked with that have that kind of size.
The only thing I'm thinking of is like a deodorizer that they put in, like it keeps this pet smell.
Yeah, there's some zeolite or something they put in that, but nothing's that of a rock size. It's all pretty fine stuff.
All right.
I actually do have a question.
Go ahead, please.
I had a hard time on the plan seeing what. I'm imagining that all the overhead is for the new Kikuyu. Am I right on that? Is there anything else that's being irrigated by overhead?
We're spraying all the Kikuyu. We're spraying all the lawn areas.
All the lawn.
Yeah.
Is that the only thing that's getting irrigated overhead?
Yeah, everything's drip. Other than that, yeah.
Cool.
So, I mean, you saw all the stormwater management stuff we're doing with this.
I actually was looking for it on the plans. I wanted to hear about it.
The symbol's not here to explain it, but see some of these, the blue lines and flow lines?
Try and stay within the...
I tried to identify where... I offered the... any of the lawn areas I offered up as synthetic... I offered up as stormwater management areas where he could run. So any of those blue lines that you see right here, and I've identified those in several places, is he's using some of those to filter water. And then, as you may recall, that this all the parking spaces in the back where we're pulling on all the asphalt back there and all that's basically going to be part of that water retention.
Excellent.
Stuff. So
great. Good to hear it.
Any other questions? No. How about comments? Want to start, Bill?
Sure, I'll go ahead and start. The first time I saw this project, I really liked it, and I think it's really clever, the use of the standardization of the light fixtures for other people's self-help projects, and just the fact that you've been able to successfully come up with a budget to create these kinds of changes is a wonderful thing for the people that live there and for the community at whole. So I definitely will be supporting this.
Thank you.
Nice job. I'm... can support this. Just one general comment, suggestion. think about the long-term maintenance. So there's quite a few woody shrubs and things that might be problematic over time, but that's just a suggestion. So, and then the comment about the
fences.
The fences,
sure.
To give the Tristanias more room.
Okay. Scott?
I like the project. I am in support of it, and It's a good adaptive reuse. I'm impressed with it.
Thank you.
Gregory?
I'm also in agreement. I really like what you guys have done with, especially the landscape. It's the part that I studied the most. And and I'm really happy to see the stormwater management. I know that I was big on that, and I'm happy to hear that you guys incorporated that. And the only thing is that I don't see any call-outs for quantities on the shrubs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. My quantities aren't finalized because I didn't know what was going to happen today, so I tend not to finalize them, waiting for your comments in case you want to change something, because it's a lot of effort to kind of go through the quantities. So, you know, when I any comments I incorporate, I'll do a final plan count on everything and stuff. But yeah. I did want to be upfront and indicate, you know, that we're going to probably go with a lot of small size, 1 gallon shrubs, 15 gallon trees, 24 inch box, not a lot of a few 36s, no 48s, which is normally when I do their jobs. I try to pump up the landscape a lot more because I think it has a big impact. But so that's the trade-off on this project.
Yeah, I don't have a problem at all with smaller. I mean, I respect the budgetary concerns, constraints, and giving a wider variety and amount of plant material and revamping the whole thing versus not being versus doing it piecemeal. I'm in full support of that.
Okay.
Typically, we don't do a final until, I mean, that would be required, the call-outs, but it's not a big enough, it's not a deal-breaker for me. I don't know if, Aaron, if you...
What I saw is the plan set I got in the mail didn't have any shrubs on the plan.
Yeah, that layer was turned off.
And the one you got today was... Yeah. Showed them graphically, but I guess you didn't have quantities or sizes called out.
Yeah, no, they're all graphically there. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's, like I said, that's enough.
That's just mostly for the landscape contractor to bid more than anything else. I mean...
So I guess staff could confirm that that's complete when you...
And I'll fix your fences for you, too.
All right. Yeah, so I agree with my colleagues as far as this project and where you are. I think it's going in a great direction. It's going to be a good improvement for that area. I'm prepared to support it. I think we're at the point where we could make a motion for final approval, and that might the motion might capture the comment that was just made about the plantless quantities being something that staff could follow up on. If someone would like to make a motion.
I guess I'll make a motion for final approval with the comment to provide larger planters for the three Tristania trees on the
north side
of the project, and to provide plant quantities and container sizes on the plans.
All right, do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, any further discussion? Call the question then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. So
thank you very much.
Final
thank
approval.
You. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I get to drive down to Pasadena for another design review.
Okay, so moving along, we're down to item G, announcements by members. Does anyone besides myself have some announcements? Speak now, if you do.
Well, I was going to go ahead, and I didn't mean to preempt you or anything, but I just want to say I personally appreciated having the opportunity to have worked with you.
Well, if you could just hold off on that, and I'll make my announcements, and then I'd very much enjoy hearing your...
Okay, be glad
your,
to.
Your announcement. So yeah, so I do have a couple of announcements. First thing, I'd like to give a shout out and love to my wife Fadumo. Today is our wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And you're the best, and thank you for being in my life for the past 45 years. Appreciate that. And then to Bill's point, I expect that today's going to be my last day sitting on this side of the table as a member of the Design Review Board. City Council is supposed to interview candidates next Tuesday, and so I would expect that 2 weeks from today there'll be a person sitting in my stead, and hope you will give that person the consideration that you've shown me. I wanted to thank the City Council for the opportunity to serve on this board for the past 9 years. And I'd like to thank city staff for all the information and support that you've given me during that time. Couldn't have these meetings without you and all that you do. And then to thank my colleagues on the Design Review Board. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to serve with you, and I wish you all the best going forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, okay.
Any comments?
Well, I will miss serving with you, and I hope we'll find somebody who's as competent and talented and have such a keen sense of detail as you. I think you really bring a lot to this board. I think this is a very strong design review board, and I think you've served us very, very well as chair. And hopefully we can repeat this and continue the good work that you've done for the city for these many, many years.
Thank you.
And if I may, on behalf of staff, we want to thank you as well for your years of participation and contribution. And I think that, you know, you meet every other week or twice a month, but there's a lot of time and effort that goes behind the scenes that we should acknowledge you for. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I think you should use your gavel for adjournment
here.
Since it's your last meeting.
Okay. We're not adjourning. My last official act, so we are.
My adjourned. Only comment is that without a motion, I don't think we're going to let you go. So
please make that motion. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.